this a homemade nerds rope?
This is a homemade nerds rope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nerds. Nerds.
Kind of like, I'm Abby.
And I'm Sam.
And this is Two Creeps and a Microphone, a podcast of the miscellaneous.
Miscellaneouses.
Oh, hi. I'm Nate Higgins.
This is Nate.
That's it. That's all we need to know.
Nate Higgins.
Nate Higgins is also known as Funny Wonderland.
Yeah.
I am.
I researched you hard today.
Seacoast.
I Googled the motherfuck out of you. Okay. So I was having a moment where I was like, what should I ask them? Like, there's so many questions. And then I've been really busy at work. So I've just been having anxiety and also thinking about this podcast at the same time. And I was like, my first question was going to be, if you could be anything, real or imaginary, anything in the world, like anything, a chair, like whatever you want to be.
An inanimate object.
Yeah, doesn't
fictional
matter.
Character, real character.
Yes. Like, what would you want to be?
Wizard. Mine,
are you posing the question now?
Yeah.
I answered very quickly.
Who starts?
What did you say?
I said wizard.
Lizard?
Wizard.
Oh.
With a W. Wizard.
Lizard.
Wizard.
Lizard?
Weezer. Sam, what would you be?
Yeah.
All that came into my head was a Muppet.
A Muppet? Just like blank.
Muppet.
Just blank Muppet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of Muppet I would be, but I really wish Muppets were real.
They are real.
Well, I mean, like, legit, like, there were fuzzy fuckers walking around on the street.
What's the allure of being a Muppet?
I don't know. They're cute.
My brain doesn't go places like that.
They're funny. You don't think about weird things when you're stressed out?
Like being a Muppet, no.
We all have our things. We all have our things that we turn to. Abby, what would you be?
A horse girl.
Would you be a horse?
A horse?
Would you really?
A wild
An animorph?
One. Not
a, wild
a, not
horse.
A domesticated animal, no.
A wild horse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. On a tropical island.
Or sales, that's all I can think of.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway.
Fish. Maybe a fish. What's your list, Sammy?
Well, I wanted to start out with, like, I'm so sad that there was no 420 show.
I know.
And then obviously all of us are stuck in bullshit quarantine. What is that? Is that dumping animals on the screen?
What's going on back there?
Don't distract me.
Why
while
is
I'm
that
having
happening? Sorry, go ahead.
I know there's no 420 show this year. Actually, the really funny thing, actually, Kitty, you might, I don't even know if you realize this, today was actually supposed to be our, like, the New England Drag Showcase. It was supposed to be today. Yeah. Yeah, the 25th.
Do you know, like,
reach
the future,
like,
of what's happening, or, like, are you just stuck in the void like everybody else?
We are completely stuck in the void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you thought about when it kicks back up again, are you going to change your plan, or are you just going to go?
I've talked to the executive director, and we've mapped out a couple different scenarios as to, like, how to roll out the rest of the season, but I think it's so up in the air right now that we just don't really know. I was like, we're able to, like, be flexible and, like, change up all of our theme, or not change up our themes, but, like, move our themes to different, you know, stuff, like, whenever. But I think, I don't know, and Kitty and I have been talking about this too. I think that, like, unfortunately, I think things are going to look very different moving forward, like, for quite a while, you know what I mean? Like, as far as how many people can see, like, how many people we can see, like, in that room for Bunny and the Fox.
Yeah,
right.
What is that going to look like? Like, we all can't be in that dress. Like, we always joke about how there's, like, literally, like, eight drag queens or drag performers in that room at any given time, plus their boyfriends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people in that back room. We could never do that right now. You know what right. I mean? Like, we could never do that. And I think moving forward, like, we still have to be cautious, and we couldn't do it that way. So we'd have to, like, completely reconfigure how we bring people out. Like, there could only be, Kitty and I were literally just talking about this yesterday. Like, we were saying, like, there could only be, like, at the max, like, three people backstage at any given time.
Right.
And when you have, like, a group number, you really can't do that. It's, you have
to. Have you guys thought about doing any kind of, like, media video drag stuff?
I'll be real here. I, like, for me as a performer, as an artist, as Bunny, as whatever, I kind of had to, like, take my creative, I had to kind of move out of my creative self for a moment and get into sort of survival mode.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of just me here. And, I mean, and unfortunately, I don't know if you guys probably know, but I unfortunately lost my position at, my position was cut at 3S. So, like, I kind of have to, like, I have to kind of, like, completely reconfigure my life and refigure what's the best thing for me, just as Nate, you know what I mean? Like, moving forward. And so with Bunny,
I love how she's been silent this whole time, but just up to criticize you. Like, get your shit together, bitch.
I love Kitty so much.
Your life has just been ripped out from underneath you, but you need to get your shit together.
But not only that, but like that particular, you know, being the program manager for 3S, I worked very hard to get to that type of position. And now that it's like, now that everything's kind of up in the air, it's like, well, okay, like, what's my base happiness? Like, what do I do? Yeah. And so, like, I've been going to the woods a lot. I've been hiking a lot. Kitty and I meet up and we'll go walking together. Like, just trying to ease myself out of, I don't know, like, it's just been more about sustaining each day as opposed to like the things that I love and do are going to look so different, you know what I mean, like 6 months from now.
Yeah, no, so it makes sense to go through something kind of traumatic and not really be in that creative headspace.
Yeah and following. I like the virtual stuff. I have a lot of friends who are in Boston who are performing, and they're doing a lot of digital stuff, and I've talked to them and it's good, and people are doing incredible, like, creative content for sure, but it's obviously not the same.
Yeah. And no, it's a different
me as a performer, particularly, I really feed off of the audience. I mean, you guys know this, like, half of Bunny is looking people in the eye and talking to them and, like, just and interacting. And so I could do that from a sort of digital or virtual sort of standpoint, but at the same time, like, it's kind of, I'm ready to like just maybe do something complete. I want to work outside. I want to do something with plants would be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Greenhouse. Landscaping, anything. I don't know. Something right now. Like, I'm just,
I tried,
like,
to get,
like,
Sam to open a greenhouse with me and she shut me down.
I didn't shut you fucking down, dude.
I will fucking help
listen.
You so hard. I will do that so hard.
I pretty much have a greenhouse running right now. Okay? I just planted
in your bra.
In my bra. I wish that my face is on record right now.
I have to reminding myself that it's not.
I have a greenhouse in my yard, and yeah.
I do too, when it's full of junk and not plants.
Yeah, that's true. So you start your own greenhouse. You clean out your little shed.
You and me together.
I'm not lifting all that stuff.
Lifting stuff? I'll do the lifting. You clean do the out watering your... and the planting and...
Okay. Okay, you do the heavy lifting. The
marketing, and I'll do, you know,
the pretty stuff.
So, Kitty and I haven't seen, Kitty and I see each other every week. We see each other like you got, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard not seeing people. So Kitty and I will like meet up and we'll go for a walk somewhere. And I've been like walking a lot, and I always have my like very, my like wizard staff that I like take with me when I go walking.
I saw it. Wait,
it has a stone in it.
Wait, have either of you seen the like kids movie Onward?
Oh, both of us. Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Well, that's and immediately what I thought does, of.
Bald, he does look like the brother.
But the bald, staff like, is like the staff.
I know. I bawled like a million times during that movie. Anyways.
I hated the ending.
What? I loved it.
The kid was like 10 fucking feet away, and they were like, they couldn't just like, you know, throw a nod to your fucking dad.
Like, it was supposed to be sad.
I think it,
it would have been like, sad even that, like, if he had met him.
But what are they going to do? Make this, like, this worse? It
but
was going
to
be worse.
He never met him, and his brother... Oh, wait, we're not getting any more to this.
Right, yeah.
Anyways, so I have this... So I have this incredible... This is an Onward dissertation podcast.
I love how...
Children's movie reviews.
Just, it just pops up. We could start a movie review podcast really, where we really all just hang out.
And watch
oh my god! And we have a movie a week that we have to watch and then discuss it slash fight with each other about
see
how much
this
it was...
works first.
So I have this like really special walking staff that I take with me, and I've been taking with me for 6 weeks every time I go for a hike. And Kitty and I go for our first walk together, and this bitch fucking comes out of her house. The fucking
no, it's so funny. You laughing? Stick.
Fucking walking stick, and she has two little googly eyes glued to the top of them, and she's like, this is just so I don't get murdered, so I can just see where everyone's at all times. And I'm like, I hate you so much and love you, you fucking bitch.
That it makes me think of the Microsoft paperclip.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, that's totally what it is. Kitty, that when you came out of your fucking house with that fucking stick with the two googly eyes on it, I was like, I cannot. I'm not a TV person, and this is,
I'm not really.
It's on.
Either.
It's not. It's on fucking
Hulu.
Yeah.
I'm not like a like sit down watch something Netflix person. Like it takes me like I can watch I can do movies.
He's a movie man.
Movies, TV shows and like stuff like that. Like my a lot of times like I start them and then I'm like I can't. Like,
if I had twice the free time at the end of the day, I would watch movies, old movies, and then I would watch my shows.
I watch old movies. Like that's been a pretty big solace during all of this. Like I did just watch Red Sonja.
What the hell is that?
Oh my god. So in the 80s, all of these like fantastic like fantasy movies came out. And there was like Arnold Schwarzenegger did the Conan movies, and like an offshoot of the Conan movies, like the female version is called Red Sonja, and it's Brigitte Nielsen.
Ooh, Flava Flav's girlfriend.
Like,
why does it sound so familiar?
Gets the like, it's like it's a, it's kind of like,
kind of remember big, it a little
big,
bit.
Yeah, it's like it's a big like feminist sort of like fantasy film, and I couldn't remember the other day when I was watching it. I was like, who? I was like, there was like a pair of sisters that I know that loved this movie, and I couldn't remember if it was Kitty and her sister or if it was Amy and I did this the other day too. Another Bunny
a
and
sister
the Fox,
duo.
Another like big Bunny and the Fox sister duo that absolutely like loved that movie growing up, and it turned out it was Kitty and her sister. I had to ask her. I was like, did you guys love Red Sonja? Because I can't remember who loved, and they were like, oh, and she said yes.
Is it Conan? Is that the one where they're like in a cave and there's a naked lady because I
and he just, like slams her.
Yes.
Conan. So those are all like Dino De Laurentiis, like put out all of these like 80s fantasy films, and I love that shit so fucking much. Like I
yeah, my
love
dad was
shit.
Super into it, I remember watching that as a kid and being like, whoa!
I fucking love them. There's like. I love 80s fantasy. That's like my favorite. So I've been going towards that a little bit, and then I'm like, yeah, I have such a large collection of VHS and all that shit that like I always
go out of that. All of your VHS tapes, if your house caught on fire, what are the 10 you
That's
would
a
take
horrible
with you?
Question. Just kidding.
Fuck
no,
off.
No,
it's
I
a hard question
it,
to answer.
No, it's
so hard.
Like, do you mean, like, film, actually, well, like, do you mean, like, the actual, so the VHS tapes themselves actually have, like, some sort of value to them?
I or, mean, like, emotional.
Value aside.
Emotional? You could do, yeah, value okay, aside, right. Like, it could be worth $1 million, but if it's not.
God, I don't know if I could do 10.
Your favorite. But I've, the one you would be so sad if you lost. Like, those ones that you're like, holy fuck,
okay,
I can't let
actually,
these go.
I'll tell you the one that I would be like, ugh. I can't believe it. I have this one video. It's not even a movie. It's a video called Dazzle Dancin'. And Dazzle Dancin' was put out. It was like put out by this like random like company in the 80s. And it was Rick Dees.
Of Dees Nuts.
Yes.
The Dees Brothers.
Kitty, you remember Rick Dees, yes? Kitty.
Fell asleep on us.
So Rick Dees was like Rick Dees in the weekly top 40s. So he put out this dance video in the 80s, and it's just a bunch of teenagers, but like it supposedly is like probably the rarest VHS tape that I own. Like there's only
wow.
like a handful of clips of it on.
And it's
on
also
YouTube.
Your favorite?
It's not my favorite, but it, like that one, I would be really sad because there's not many copies of it in the world. Like there are VHS collectors who are like, "Will you sell that?" And I will be like, "Absolutely fucking not." There's no way that
Where'd
I would
you get
ever
it?
Sell that. I bought it at Strange Maine in Portland, Maine, and when I was like 16 or 17 years old. So I've been collecting since I was a kid. VHS. A lot of the VHS tapes that I have were the ones that I had from when I was a kid. The other ones, what? Oh,
no,
what were you going to say?
Go. No, you go.
No, I was going to say the only other ones that I could think of that like I hold a lot of really sentimental value to. I have 4 copies of this movie called The Land of Faraway, which was Christian Bale's first movie, and it's a fantasy movie from Sweden.
Whoa! Really cool. Speaking of movies. Can I?
Did you? You so, recently posted about that. I think I looked it up.
Land of Far Away. Yeah. I watch it like all the fucking time. Yeah. I watch it all the time. It's just it's one of those movies that I watched on that I used to rent from like the little like place down the street, and I used to watch it with like the girls that lived down the street with me. Like
yeah.
that was like our movie. We used to like make fun of it as kids. Like we thought it because it's pretty bad. Like it's not like a great. Horror or a fantasy movie,
yeah,
but it's still like it has like some charm or heart to it. You know
so we where I am now, there used to be a VHS rental place right down the street yeah. when we were kids, and we would like skateboard down every yeah. day that we could and trade in our movies and rent new ones. But I never really rented any. We did fucking Jackie Chan movies and
yeah.
Once in a while, a horror movie. Like the first horror movie I ever rented, I think, was fucking Candyman.
Candyman? Oh, hey, what's his name?
Yeah, he's doing a new one. I'm so fucking excited.
And you know what? It's all about toxic fandom.
He's the best.
That's the basis of it, which
it's gonna
I think
be
is
good.
Probably. I know. Did you hear that, Kitty? Like, that's like the basis of Candyman is now going to be toxic fandom. Like people that are so obsessed with things that they. Feel as though that they like own them, and that's what Candyman is.
I was kind of hoping it would be based on the real story, but
well, the real story is like an urban legend. That's like it's kind of not slightly.
No, yeah, no, it's an urban legend. But like, I thought he was gonna do kind of like where the urban legend came from, and then
Oh, and then kind of it,
so you know, like there. The holes in behind the mirrors between the apartments. Yeah. But
it's gonna
be fucking good.
It's funny you mentioned that because I just the other day was like, I wanted to watch that and I went to my collection and I don't think I have it here, which is really weird. And I'm going to say this now. I'm going to go pee.
After I watched it as a kid, my fucking mother thought it was so funny that I was terrified and she went in the bathroom and did that. And I think I screamed like my throat sore. I was so fucking scared that she was going to get murdered.
Candyman.
And she loved it.
Your mom is
they were
the
so
queen
mean
of scaring people.
Do you remember after we watched the fucking Fourth Kind? And she put the they put the fucking owl in my window?
Yes, I do. Yeah. The Fourth Kind fucked me up.
The Fourth
forever.
Kind fucked me. Like I was at the point.
Did we go to the movies together and see?
No, I literally in tears was like, you need to watch the Fourth Kind. And I think
no, I saw it in the theater.
Oh, I feel bad for you. I did not see it
in
theater.
I saw it in theater with
Maybe
Kim
you
Burns.
Told me to watch it.
I think I told you to watch it because I freaked the fuck out. I was with Kim Burns and I want to say like Liz Sprague of all people.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to get Liz on here.
We do need to get Liz on here. Liz has some fucking prime time stories.
I see
Nate's
shadow. I want to ask him about it. Don't pick your nose. Are you picking your nose?
Yeah.
The Fourth Kind?
The Fourth Kind? It was so scary.
Nate, have you seen The Fourth Kind?
Fourth Kind is an alien movie.
Yeah.
And I think I started it. I started it on Netflix. I don't think I ever...
Don't you say you didn't finish, because it honestly fucking scares me.
I'm not a huge... not a huge sci-fi person.
It's hardly sci-fi.
It's a shit your pants fucking movie.
Oh, okay then. Well then,
try again.
Try again, bitch.
I do remember.
Sam and
like,
I saw it. Like, how old were we? We were like 16 or 17.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
Hold on. How old is this movie?
It's old.
Mila Jovovich, right?
Yeah.
Jokopovovich.
Mila Kajovovich.
Okay, so yeah, we were like probably
I was young enough that my eyes still watered when shit scared me.
Oh,
it was scary. Yeah.
Oh god, I was so fucking terrified, and I was way past the point of being scared of horror movies anymore. But
it scared me so bad is because we went to the movie theater, saw it. And as we were going home, saw like fucked up shit lights in the sky, dispersed and went our own way. And then Kim called me, who I went and saw it with, and was like, you're not going to believe this. I called my friend and we're driving past this fucking UFO. And they went to St. Thomas in Dover.
I think I remember that night because we saw it too.
And
it was like a thing around here.
Yeah. And Justin saw it, like a whole bunch of people saw it, and they went into the St. Thomas parking lot and a bus had just gotten back from like a lacrosse game or something, and all of these kids were standing in the parking lot just staring up at the sky, and it was dead silent, and she called me, and every time she would call me it would get really fuzzy and weird and then hang up. And I was shitting my pants. It gives me the willies just talking about it. And so the worst part is after this all happened, I didn't sleep for like 2 weeks. Like I literally couldn't sleep without the light on.
Yeah.
Because I was so paranoid about aliens because my parents have been abducted. Bombshell.
I watched it by myself in the dark. I didn't get that.
You're an idiot.
But it scared the shit out of me. And my mom, again, thought it was a wonderful opportunity to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, my parents, like, pretended there was something knocking on the door and opened it up. And they were just like, there's a little green man out here to talk to you. And I cried.
Oh, my God.
And I cried.
My parents...
As I hate aliens.
My parents used to ask me to leave the room when fucking, what was it? Unsolved Mysteries came on.
Oh my god.
They were like, get out of the room.
Your parents are like super I was watching a video and you talk about how they're just like the most uncreative people.
My mom's been in IT for, well, she was in IT for 36 years.
Takes a like special person.
Your mom's just like a nerd.
My mom once like told me that nerd. If yeah. your hand was as big as your face, you were more likely to get brain cancer. And when I held my hand up to my face, yep, she punched me in the face and my nose bled and she laughed at me. And she
my mom still never tells that. That
story like it was a wonderful memory between
my,
us.
My dad is an optician. So he like fills the prescriptions for the glasses for the doctor that looks at your eyes. Am I? No, but I was a mistake. I think I was a mistake.
Tim asked me the other night if I was a mistake. I think I was like
I for sure was.
Yeah, you
I were. Don't really know what we're gonna you do told with me this that, child. Sir. And I came out like fucking the weird thing is my mom just recently gave me like this big bag of like stuff that I think she was scared to fucking give me because she thought I was gonna fucking throw it away or like burn it or something, but like I hold on to everything, so I don't know why she never, but it's like some important stuff, like it's like my baby book, my like hard copy birth certificate, like all of this like really really yeah,
throw out your hard copy birth certificate.
Like what am I gonna do, like yeah, she's like what am I gonna do, but the most fucked up part is that she recently gave me these notes. My mom's like a crazy fucking Virgo and she takes like notes on everything, and she apparently when I was born took like the first 6 months I was born, she took notes on like all the stuff that like the weird shit that I did, and the weird thing is that I still do that stuff, so I can like she was like Nathan can
like
only fall
what?
Asleep like Nathan can only fall asleep on his right side, and that's still to this day true. She was like, Nathan spits up very little. I didn't like actually get the stomach flu. No, get this. This is what's super fucked up. I didn't actually get the stomach flu and like actually throw up until I was about 10 years old.
What?
Yep. And I had like a complete phobia about it.
I was a hardcore barfer as a kid.
That's what I love. I love that about you, Sam. And we've talked about this. I am not...
After fucking Christine's birthday party, guess who barfed?
Talking to
this
me?
Guy.
Yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah.
You barfed after Stina's birthday?
Yes. I think Stina had the flu.
His name is Christine?
Yes. Christina.
It took me a second, too.
I'm sorry,
like,
Stina.
What?
Sorry.
You account yes. for 1/15 of our listeners, so I apologize.
But
you think
no,
she had a stomach flu?
I think so, because I think I had COVID at that time. Spoiler alert. Abby totally had COVID. And I think I had COVID. And then because I think she had the flu. And I think because my immune system was already fucking dying, mm-hmm. I got the flu from her. And I like went home, and the next day I was like, I feel like shit. But like, I also drank a beer and like took cold medicine, like, that wasn't a good idea. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I just fucking, what did I throw up?
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh God. Oh, God.
Please, we're dying to know.
I usually remember. See, I'm at this point where I'm so good at throwing up now that I'm like tempted to record the audio to
you're
it.
Good at
because
throwing up now.
Don't you ever do that.
Because
I'll get it.
I literally threw up so it. Hard that my mom could hear me yelling in the house.
When I like, the last time I got the flu and I had been puking for like, I swear to God, 20 hours, and there was at the end there was just nothing to throw up anymore, and I was just
yes.
like
the worst. And you're like
yeah, it was just like
waking up,
it was just like a foghorn. Like it was just like whoa, like it was just me making guttural air gut noises as my it was like being a bagpipe.
And like, you're like, oh shit, I'm getting a workout right now.
Yeah. And my mom was just like, I could hear my bedroom door just be like, and I was and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, no!
I bet you're so mean when you're puking.
Oh, I'm
mean all the time.
Yeah, I mean all the time. But I was like, literally, I'm just like, go! a boy.
Fuck.
Kitty knows that, like recently, like I have not been able to hold like any liquor down. So if it's not beer or wine, although sometimes I'll have wine and weed, and I had an awesome quarantine moment. Like I came home from like a really like relaxing woods walk, and I had like, you know, like coffee and a, I don't know, like a granola bar that day. And I came home and it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I had a glass of wine, just a glass of wine. I poured myself a glass of wine. I took one sip of it and I was smoking a cigarette and I coughed, and then I went, cuh, cuh, like that. Like all of the wine
you get,
that I
like
had
gag touched. Puked?
Gag puked, but like projectile vomited, like gag puked, like
holy
just
shit,
out of nowhere. And I stopped and I was like, I'm gonna go lay down, I guess. I'm like, I don't really know like what just happened, but
oh, no.
And then there was one night when I was like feeling myself. I saw this awesome rooftop and I was dancing on the rooftop, like feeling myself listening to music, but I'd had like too much wine, too much weed. And I came back in and I was FaceTiming with a friend of mine. And then I was just like, can you excuse me a moment? I'm definitely going to go puke. And I just got up and like again, projectile vomited red wine. Like, I don't know what it is. Like,
I
like,
can't mix those two wonderful things.
So wine and weed
things
don't usually go well together. Beer and weed I'm usually fine with, but wine and weed lately, uh-uh. And if I have any liquor at any time in my life, it's coming back up. It's, yeah.
It's a bummer.
It kind of sucks. My parents have this thing where they want to do this, like, this is awful. This, like, soul thing. This, like, family.
Oh my God, can you tell the dog story?
Which one?
The dog. When you're laying in the grass with your. Did you tell that honest Instagram story?
Wait, hold which on. One are you talking about?
How many dog stories are you
having? Having a social, it's the birthday party. You're at your nephew's birthday party. Did you tell that just to me, or did you tell that on Instagram?
No, I told that on Instagram last week. No, last week. So my parents have like, so, oh. No. Just, so my, okay, so my family wants to start doing this like social distancing Saturdays or Sundays or whatever, where like we all get together, but we get together at my brother's house. We all sit like 20 feet apart from each other and just kind of like talk. Which is nice, and seeing people, which is good, because like we all live in different areas and whatever, and like that's fine. We literally get out of our cars and then just sit on the
lawn.
They
still live in the Portland area?
They live in Gorham. Oh. They live in my grandparents' old house. When my grandparents died, they sold the old house, the house I grew up in, and they moved into my grandparents' house, which is like right downtown Gorham. Okay. So they're actually much closer to Portland now than we were before. No, so it was my nephew's third birthday last weekend, and we were allowed to, like, all sit, like, you know, 10, 15 feet apart
it's
away from each
dog.
Other. It's not a dog. No, it was
I thought
my
it was
nephew.
A dog.
No, it was my nephew on the damn, like, John Deere tractor, like the electric John Deere tractor. He just ran into my back as hard as he fucking could with it while I was laying on the
like
grass.
Like a kid's?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like the electric, like remember, like
yeah,
electric,
that are like wee,
like electric cars.
Yeah,
it was like a little electric John Deere tractor, and he like can tool around on that thing like crazy. He's 3 years old, and I was talking to my brother, and he was trying to get my attention. And I'm like, I was talking to my brother, so I did that thing where I was like, hold on 1 second, and then like went back to my brother and was talking to him.
It was
and
like, fuck you, one
and
second.
And he didn't like that, and drove full. Fucking force of everybody, everyone there. Like it kind of made me go. Like
were you just sitting. Ugh. You were sitting in the grass.
I was laying on my side, like this on the grass. So my back was like prime real estate for him to fucking hit. So I kind of folded into myself a little bit, and it made a really loud noise. And you know when you like get the wind knocked out of you, and you go ugh, like that. Like that's what happened. And everyone stopped and saw what happened. And like as soon as he did it, he immediately started to cry. Like he knew.
I'm gonna cry. Done
something wrong. She was like, he went like, he like went to it. Like I went, oh, and he went. I just like stopped and kind of like was like, ah, and I was like, oh, my
like
God,
he's offended really, that you got hurt.
So like, but like my brother and my like sister-in-law like immediately jumped up and like ran over him. We're like, oh God, can't believe you do that. And I was like, guys, like it's not that big of a deal. But like, I was like, like trying to keep it together. But I laughed so hard on the way home because like he fucking. It was like getting a chiropractor treatment. That's all I could think of. And I got there. So I went there today and I got there and I was like, who do I leave my copay for? And they were like, for what? And I was like, for my chiropractor. And they both looked at me mortified and they were like, Nate, we felt so bad about that. Like we really, really felt horrible. And I was like, guys, like, that was the highlight of my fucking weekend. Like that was the highlight.
You're like, I'm gonna tell this story.
I was like, oh please, like, oh, I got content. This is all good. This is fine. Honestly, like, it wasn't. It sucked, but like, it wasn't like. I'm not like permanently damaged by it. You know what I mean?
He's not gonna. He's not gonna grow up to become a serial
tractor,
something.
He's not going to grow up to be Halle Berry and just fucking hit and run. He's not going to do that. It'll be fine.
Nope. That reference.
Sure. Definitely will take your word for it, though.
All I'm saying is that Halle Berry, the actress, hit somebody. It did a hit and run and got away with it. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like there's so many actors that have done that and actresses. Like, it's just a serial thing that they do.
What if there was no run and he was just like grew up and still like hit people and then just started crying?
Just cry.
Just cry.
Abby, and they were like, it's okay, buddy.
It's all right. That's what I thought. I know. Be like,
it's fine.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
I mean, I love Tiger King, but it's garbage.
Love Tiger King, but it is. But like, the very base of it is pretty. Fucking horrible.
When you guys were talking about Boy George after I went pee, I was thinking about how Boy George could play Tiger King.
Boy, well,
he's old.
I know, but like Boy George could play Tiger King.
Boy George.
I had a long talk today with my mother about who would play who.
There's some really good lists out there, though. I was part of a.
That's pretty good. That is good. Kate McKinnon.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So overall, Tiger King for me was like, obviously, Joe Exotic has some fucked up shit going on. I don't know. It was this weird like demonization of somebody who's not. Well,
he has what we call narcissistic personality disorder.
During the fact that they did an after show, did you guys watch the after show?
No.
With shitty fucking Joel McHale, who's a fucking douchebag. So they put this asshole Joel McHale like, like I'm gonna like make all these jokes and not ask all the serious questions. So they talk to one of the husbands. I don't remember what his name is. The one that got the new teeth. And,
Jonathan Lay.
Yes. And they talk to him and he
Channing
is
Tatum.
Like, yeah, Channing Tatum. And they talk to Channing Tatum and they're like, he's like, were you on meth this whole time? And he was like, no, I'd actually been sober for like 6+ years. So my question is like, they blamed that whole thing on him like feeding them meth and shit, but and I get that they were probably obviously like seriously manipulated, especially the one that like accidentally freaking offed himself in that office
that,
but like
ugh.
Like horrible
that in the
horrible.
Podcast they, that was I when I was listening to the podcast first I was like when that happened and I was like mindlessly listening to it in the kitchen while I was cooking or something and they said that and I was like wait what the fuck just happened?
And so they talked to that campaign manager guy too.
He's my favorite person in the whole fucking...
He's pretty good.
They talked to John Finley, but he acts like he wasn't manipulated at all.
Could also be, I mean, like, I've seen that dynamic in the community before. Like, I've seen, like...
Right.
So what do you say? What would the alternative be, you mean?
I mean, I think it was kind of almost like equal manipulation, because I think Joe Exotic was, like, handing him all of them, whatever they wanted. And I don't want to say it was, like, almost... He's getting paid, and he's getting trucks and shit, so I feel like it was almost like John Finley manipulated him at first, and then Joe Exotic, then, because he wasn't probably getting what he wanted from John Finley, found this poor kid that is fucked up and can be manipulated easier through, like, drugs and gifts also.
That's the problem with the whole fucking documentary, is everybody in it is doing some fucked up shit, and, like... Mm-hmm. Joe Exotic goes to prison, but, like, everybody else is, like, so there. But it's like, hey, wait a minute, what the fuck did you just do? Like,
right,
that's not right.
I think, and I take back what I say earlier, and or want to clarify what I said earlier, as far as, like, not so much sociopathic as
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Like,
because
highly, highly manipulative.
I know, like, somebody who he reminds me of, and it's hard to
he's not a sociopath. Like, he has feelings. Like, he loves those animals. Like, he loves people. But it, Kitty just said, like, it's on his terms how it can, like,
right,
kind of, that's very much like narcissistic personality. That's very much,
and it,
like,
comes from a place of trauma, I think, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's like,
the thing that made me think narcissistic was that at the dude's funeral,
well, he is narcissistic,
that to me was the most, that was like, that's kind of like the ultimate insult. Is like making somebody's funeral not about them, but about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to me, that seemed.
It was totally. Like, he's totally narcissistic.
Hyper narcissistic. Yeah.
I think it's all about him, but
it's all about him as deep seated things that are never going to get solved. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, but that could be said for, I guess, any narcissist.
I don't think any of those people are well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I don't think any of them.
So I have a hard time watching these things where, like I said, like, it, like, demonizes them, because I'm like, well, look where the fuck they came from. Like,
right.
What are we doing? Like, fucking talking.
110.
You know?
No, I totally get you. No, I totally get you. Totally.
Can we touch on the fact that there is that theory that Jeff Lowe is her very first husband, Michael Murdoch, and they look exactly the same.
Oh, yeah.
Identical.
It's really funny.
Like, to a point where it's terrifying. Like, there's a split image of them online where someone morphed their pictures, and it's the same fucking face.
Do we think Carol Baskin killed her husband?
Yes.
Show of hands. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
She did.
Yeah. Well, I love the, like, the what did she say, what was the oil
sardine oil on the shoes,
and then she chuckles, like, her chuckle so afterwards,
specific.
Obviously that guy got his arm ripped off, so it doesn't take sardine oil.
Right.
So, no, it's true.
Like,
no, I know.
Yeah, like, I feel like,
fucking,
whoa,
what's his name, S what,
right,
who got his arm ripped off,
Saf
is a fucking saint through that whole goddamn. Saf is probably the only person who hasn't done something that could put them in jail. And I'm like, when he was talking about, like, oh, I'm not going to go through the surgeries because that would be bad. Like, I'd be here longer and that'd be bad press for Joe. I'm like, bruh, dude, like, just,
well, they
don't,
when they,
sacrifice
when Joe,
yourself for everybody else's.
When
well,
Joe talks to him, he's like still so nice. Like, the whole time, or Joe McHale's like, like, oh, you know, like, you were misgendered, blah, blah, blah. Like, they kept referring to you as a female. Like, how did that make you feel? You know, it happens. Like, could not give a shit. And I was like, why are you not? Like, I respect that you're not angry, but you're also, like, misgendered. All of your coworkers were portrayed like toothless bumpkins, and Joe McHale is sitting here laughing it in your face because he finds your hillbilly way of life a fucking joke,
right?
And he's just gonna make fun of you getting your fucking arm ripped off. I don't know, like, it was just a really bad wrap-up for Netflix.
Oh, I haven't watched
so
it.
Bad. Oh god, it's so embarrassing, and it's so
sitting here nodding and I haven't watched it.
It's so shitty. Like, I don't suggest watching it because it just mocks them even more. Like,
how bad do you want to see the original fucking reality show?
Bad.
Oh, I know. So bad. I know. I know.
That producer is such a sketchball.
Oh god, he's perfect.
He's no.
I get that.
He's such
dude.
A he's such a character.
Dude.
He's
perfect.
Oh, you know who?
Oh.
You know
he's
who
a fucking,
reminds me
he's
of?
A fucking.
I love that.
He's
dude.
A what is the who's
love
the
it.
Author that
love
I'm
him.
Trying to think of?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Kind yes,
like
Hunter S. Thompson. But I'm
he wants yeah. he wants to be like a Hunter S. Yeah. Thompson kind of like.
He gives me like a little bit of a oh Jesus, what's that guy's name with the weird fucking voice? Like kind of wants to be like that too. Oh God, what's the?
I didn't think you had brain farts, Nate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Who am I talking? Well,
I have brain farts.
What was the
real farts?
I'm farting right now. So, what's the? Who did the Grizzly Man documentary? Who narrated it, Christine?
Because the Grizzly. Oh. Is it?
No, not Richard Attenborough. It's he's like the German guy.
Hang on,
he reminds
I'll help
me
you.
Of him. Yes, that's it. Werner Herzog. He's got this like Werner Herzog approach to which is like Werner Herzog approach is like it doesn't matter how crazy the person is, you can identify
right.
with these people, right. And that's what was so endearing about Tiger King is that yes, all of these people are really horrible people, but you in your brain you give them these passes,
right?
True. Because you see how they're whether what they decided to show, how they're taking care of the animals, whether it's correct or not, the passion is there, and you like all of them are passionate about something. You know what I mean? And we can all be passionate about something, and like whether they're all a passionate about the same thing, and they all have these weird fucking through lines that kind of all come together. I don't know, the whole thing just like it. What was so successful about that documentary to me is that you do feel some sort like you feel like you can identify with each one of these people,
right.
And you don't know who is more fucked up than who, but they're all fucked up. But like that is the variable, is like you don't really know who's more fucked up than who. And yes, no, I don't think that Joe should have gone to fucking jail. If anyone should have gone
really
to jail,
awesome.
I kind of
yeah.
think it should have been Doc Antle.
Doc
Antle,
dude, in that documentary,
Doc
they
Antle.
Breeze over Doc Antle, and I'm like, hold up. This motherfucker is
Doc
running
Antle
is
Doc
two
Antle
seconds though? Away from being a... No, yeah, thank you. No, he's 2 seconds away from... Like, he is kind of a cult leader.
He is a
he's
cult
women,
leader. He's fucking...
Like,
he has 20 wives, and he fucking tells them how to live, and they live here. Like, that guy's fucked up.
You have to be vegetarians.
But here's
yeah.
the thing. Joe Exotic... kind of did the same thing
mm-hmm.
with his staff, and so does Carol Baskins.
Yeah,
you have a weird system.
100%.
So all of these people are incredible at manipulating the public.
I mean, that's
general,
what a cult leader
the
is.
The general idea of bringing these people to be like, I'm doing these terrible things, but look at what I'm actually doing.
Can I play? I wish I could play your fart at the beginning for them. I don't know if I can.
I'll do it right now.
Maybe I'll do it right.
I wish I could fart right now.
No, you don't. I've only heard you fart once in your life, and I'm pretty sure it was an accident.
It was a laugh fart.
You were like, no, it was like a, You had to do it, and you were so fucking bummed about it.
Before
it happened.
No.
You were like, I'm going to fart right now.
No.
I remember it was in my front yard.
Yeah, and it was a snap fart.
What? You have a kid. How do you not know what a snap fart is?
You don't have snappy butt cheek farts when you're like clenching your cheeks and they're just like.
That's funny.
You can't.
Abby is the captain of farting on people.
I farted
twice in front of you because remember that time?
Whoa.
Remember that time we were at Rachel Pickens' house and it was super awkward and we were playing hide and seek?
No.
And you were hiding under the blanket and I farted while you were under the blanket.
I don't remember ever going to Rachel Pickens' house.
Oh my god, it was me, you, and Tim, and you and Tim were like, you gotta go, and I was like, I don't want to go, and it was Abby, or not, it was Rachel, and Josh, and we played fucking hide and seek. Tim absolutely knows, because that was the night that the butthole story came out. The spread cheek butthole story. Do you not remember the spread cheek butthole story?
No.
Of drunk Rachel, Tim was like, Josh was like, yeah, show Tim your butt. And she just pulled up her skirt and spread her cheeks.
Did we go to Rachel Pickens' house one time and play hide and seek?
Instead of her butt, she showed her.
Yeah.
He's Tim, holding, did you hear him? He's holding his laundry basket and he's just like,
Yeah, because I remember I was like so into the hide and seek. We were pretty drunk, I think. And I think we pre-gamed before we went.
Was this the night that Josh was crying?
Yes.
I remember that.
Josh was crying about friendship. And Rachel was would hide upstairs in her old childhood bedroom and no one would ever find her. And I remember just trying to climb up on top of the washing machine, but because I was so drunk, I couldn't get on top of the washing machine. Like I wish I could remember this.
Fuck, I feel so left out of my own memories.
Because we were playing hide and seek, and I was going to hide behind, there was like a stack of laundry, and so I was going to like weasel my way. Yeah, we were like 27, probably.
Oh, God.
No, we weren't 27.
What?
It was probably 23 or something.
I can't do math.
So many years ago.
I also remember Tim hiding in the closet, and the only reason I knew he was in the closet was because his shoes were sticking out of the closet, but it looked like someone's shoes that were in the closet, but I knew they were Tim's shoes.
Okay.
Tim was good at it, but Tim's like a fucking ninja, so.
For the third time, do you remember Grady farting on a random woman in Target?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Took my little brother Christmas shopping. He's only 3 years younger than me, but it was before he had his license, I guess. And he thought he was backing up to me in Target, but he backed up to a stranger who had a baby in the carriage and farted on her fucking thigh. And then came running back over to me and was like, oh my god.
I don't think I've ever accidentally... My dad used to be that dad in Walmart that would fucking rip a nasty ass fart and blame it on my mom or like on me or something. Yeah,
that's my dad. That's my dad.
That's me.
I will say, and Kitty, I hate to blow up your spot here, but the only time that Kitty has ever farted in front of me was deliberate. Like, I'm doing this right now. We've known each other for almost 10 years, maybe. And we got off the plane from England and we stopped at a fucking Starbucks. That's the first fucking stop we made in England. We get out of the fucking, like, we get out of the van. Like, we've gotten, like, off the plane into this van. and we make a stop like halfway to like where we're to like our hotel. And Kitty's looking at me and we're both smoking a cigarette. And she just looks at me and she's like, hey, I'm doing this right now. And it was like,
it was a traveling fart.
Like,
there is nothing in the
air pressure in the cabin.
It was like air pressure.
It was cabin pressure.
It's like, I'm either going to throw up or fart for 5 minutes. Like, I totally understand that.
Remember Tim doing that on the fucking plane on the way home from Chicago?
No, is Tim the one that anything you remember about my life?
But like, the tiny little like look of panic where like you're talking to your friend and they go, oh yeah, well, by the way, I am doing this right now and I've never done this in front of you and I'm doing it right now. And it was like, rah, 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 rah. And I was like, you have known each other.
That must have been what Sam's face looked so like long. The first time she farted in front of me.
Fuck off. It did not.
So fucking long. And and this is the first time you have ever.
You've heard me fart how many hundreds of times? And like, it was like the one time you were like,
I'm naturally not a farter, though. In my older age, though, as I've gotten older, I've become more farty.
I fart so much,
and I'm not going to lie.
I can't believe that anybody else doesn't fart very often.
I am a puke and farter.
Our friend Matt, on that England trip, on the last day we were there, got food poisoning and barfed the entire way up the fucking...
Oh, can you tell the story about you pissing your pants?
Oh, yeah. So it actually kind of connects to the story of Matt puking because I told everybody, I was like, Glastonbury tour has this weird fucking effect on your body where like it just has this like releasing effect. I was like, the last time I was there or the first time I was there, I pissed my pants.
Like I came, I peed,
like, I literally like. No,
I
like
shitted
like
and
I
farted.
Like,
shitted and farted and
you come done.
I like I pummed everywhere.
So funny.
I pee-jaculated. I
squirted.
So I'm telling them the story. Like I'm. So I do.
Sorry.
So I, no, it's all good. So I told them, I told everybody, like, before we go up, I was like, just sometimes the tour has, like, a very weird effect on your body. And we didn't go to the tour until the last day. And the day we're fucking walking up it, our good friend Matt, we're all waiting for our fucking friend. Like, we're all waiting to go walk up the fucking tour, which is, like, the behind the place we're staying. Matt comes out of the fucking, like, we're waiting there, like, 20 minutes, like, Matt comes out of the house, and he looks green. Like, he's literally, like, green. And I was like, are you okay? And he's, like, sweating, and he's like, girl. And he's from the fucking south. And he's like, girl, I don't know if I ate something or if I've got the flu, but let's just go. And so poor Matt like ate some sort of like rotten quiche while he was and barfed the entire way up the fucking tour. And halfway up, like we had somebody in our group that was a nurse and they gave him Zofran.
Zofran
so,
is
like,
fucking
by the time,
gold
Zofran, by
here.
The time he got by the time he got to the top of the tour, he had stopped puking and everything was totally fine. But every once in a while we were like walking around that day, Matt would be like, yeah, I'm and like gag like hard or like
that's
not
awful.
Feel like not
yeah.
feel good. Be like, oh man, poor
good
man.
Champ.
He you know, like the rest of the day he was good. He
it's
was
that
fun.
Fucking Zofran. That's they gave me that when I had fucking vertigo.
Yeah,
and I was like, I had vertigo so bad that I was just like projectile vomiting like everywhere.
You did a lot of puking in the past year, or so
yeah, it's been my puke.
The last time I threw up was giving birth.
Oh, that story is horrifying.
I shit myself and threw up.
Was that not on the podcast? Did you not publish that part on the podcast? Because we definitely have talked about it on the podcast.
I don't remember.
It was horrifying. Like, that story is
afterwards or during?
During. While I was pushing, they had fucked up my epidural, so I was my whole body was like paralyzed up to my neck, and I was like, I'm gonna throw up.
So
and they gave me one of those little blue bags.
Oh no, that's
while
not
I'm
happening.
Laying flat on my back.
Is this the podcast you can tell the story of the
of what?
Oh.
Please tell it. It's so funny.
Joke.
All right. This will be the parting story. Can this be the parting story?
Go to bed after this. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I know what you're talking about.
Oh God, it's so fucking funny.
So I started dating somebody last February.
Oh God. Oh, was it him? I didn't know it was the ginger. Is it the ginger? Oh, okay.
The ginger.
Sorry.
No, not the ginger.
Not the ginger.
This guy was super sweet, super nice guy. I started dating this guy, and it was the second date. So when you go on a first date, there are so many memes out there right now and like shit about like going on a first date and like holding in your farts. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like just holding them in. Like you don't like fart on the first date. Like you just don't do that. Well, this first date turned into like sleeping over, but we had had like a huge meal the night before. Didn't really hook up the night before because we had such a huge meal that it was like, this is not like, we're both just like,
Yeah.
So I wake up the next morning and we start hooking up and we start 69ing. It's early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Yeah. It's early in the morning. And
approximate time.
Probably like 7:30, 7:45. That's early for me.
Yeah.
Working production. My butt is full bore in this dude's face as he's S&ID.
To this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right into the mic.
No, it's the first date.
That sounded like satin ripping.
I would never. fuck.
How many muslin sheets do you have in there? Okay. So, I'm 69ing with this dude. This is our first date. This is the first time we are hooking up. I'm doing this with my hands right now because this is all I can do. We're hooking up.
I'm 69ing. Is just cupping your hands together.
I told this story to Sam, like, 2 days later, I was like, you will not believe what I just did.
So
I'm like on top.
I've never cried laugh from a text before, and I cried laugh from that text.
Much shorter than I am. Okay, so my butt is full in his face as I'm S-ing his D and he's S-ing mine. And at one point I like moan a little bit and I was like, oh, and it just goes rent and I fart. Into this person's face. Like, oh no, Sam! No, I'm sorry. I'm telling this wrong. Oh God.
It's getting better.
Go even deeper with this.
I think it's deeper than that.
Yeah, we are just even that. So I'm sorry. We're 69ing. He's much shorter than I am. And I gag on his dick.
Dick!
That's what it was. I gag as I'm sucking this dick, and as I gag,
this is so much better.
So hard into this poor dude's face, and then I went rah, rah, like that. I went rat like that into his face, and I immediately like perk up and I'm like, and like, this poor dude. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. Like, he's like, it's okay.
You were apologetic.
You didn't immediately laugh.
I immediately started laughing. We still talk to this day. I love this man.
Oh, God.
Sorry, did you talk about it?
Oh, no, we totally talked about it. No, we called it gag fart. We called it gag fart. He said, like, he put me in his phone as gag fart.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, that's, like, kind of funny, but also kind of awful at the same time.
Yeah, you started a new kink for that guy.
Like, I gagged on the dick, farted.
Is there a second date? And did he get pink eye?
Well, we did. Yeah, no, he did not get pink eye. And yes, I kind of wish
he did.
There were a handful of dates after it.
Did he have a sense of humor?
Unfortunately, sense of humor. Oh, like I say, we still talk. No, we still talk. Like I bought him a gift when we were in Disneyland. Or I'm sorry, when I was in Disneyland, I bought him a gift.
Was that a slip?
We were all in Disneyland.
Listen, when you're married for 10 years, you say we constantly. It's awful. Shut up, Christine.
Holy fuck.
I bought him a gift when I was in Disneyland because we still talk. We're still like super. We check in with each other all the time. At least it wasn't
a shard. Imagine.
I have sharded myself during this quarantine.
You sharded yourself during quarantine?
I don't know how, but I've sharded during quarantine. My digestive system has not been happy during this time.
I haven't sharded since high school.
You sharded in high school?
Once.
I was sick. Bad.
I don't think that counts.
Abby, I've got a story.
What?
Shard away.
I've got such a story.
A sharding story?
Please do.
Sam has good sharding stories.
Oh, only about my mother.
This only brings us up because you said high school. So my last day of high school, like the day when like you
graduate, you're
saying goodbye to all your friends. No, not even that. Like it's like the day that like before graduation happens. It's like the actual last physical day that you're at high school. I was standing in front of my locker the night before I had gone to a graduation party to my friend Miranda fucking Carey had a fucking party in Portland, and there was this bean dip, and I've been a vegetarian 20 years this year, and I was eating this bean dip like you wouldn't fucking believe, and she was like, Nate, there's beef in that, and I was like, no, there's not, and she was like, no, there,
oh no,
totally is beef in that, and I was like, oh, okay. Weird thing is if you're a man and you become a vegetarian, you lose the enzymes to break down meat. Women never lose them to kind of break down meat because you can, the hormones, you can get pregnant, whatever. Men lose the enzymes, for real. So if you're a vegetarian and you all of a sudden decide to eat meat, your body doesn't like it. The next day I went to school, which is the last day of senior year, the last day that I'm ever stepping foot into fucking like Gorham High School. I'm standing at the locker. I'm talking to my friend Kristen, and I go, oh my God, I have to fart so bad right now. And she goes, do it. And I lift my leg and fart in front of her and shart so hard that I have to go to the nurse and say, I have to go home. Like, I'm going to level with you. I shit my pants. No, I had to get like a note to get in my car to drive home. So I go to the nurse and I was like, I just
you're like, can I have a new pair of pants? And
on the last day of school, on like the very, very last day that you're there, I didn't even get to like finish my classes that day because I shit my pants.
Do they call you shit Higgins?
No.
No.
Didn't have time. It was the last day of school.
I got called one name growing up. My mean name, and it was Spock.
That's not even funny.
That's not a good one.
No,
I got called everything same, that like, rhymes with Abby.
Spock was the only one I got when I hated it.
So uncreative.
Well, it's because I have like the same, like I have like super pointy elf ears, and they're the same size that they are now that they were then.
I didn't get called anything.
Really? You didn't have any nicknames?
No, not that I was aware of. I'm sure people were calling mutual fights
with teachers who were assholes to you.
Oh yeah, I did get in fights with teachers a lot.
Yeah. Field trips. Field trips and school photos. That's what I remember.
Oh, my God. Where were we on a field trip that we fought with a teacher?
Fly fishing trip.
Oh, yes.
We're fly fishing on a field trip?
Oh, my God. Don't even. A river runs through it.
We had to practice fly fishing in the fucking football field before we went on the fly fishing field trip. That's how
we did dumbass shit. And then we went and they made us hike up this mountain in the dark. And they were like, you can't use flashlights, but we're going to make you bring flashlights. And so they bring us and then we get lost. And so we're on this fucking mountain in the dark. And no one knows which direction to go. And I fucking find the bag of flashlights that they've collected on the ground. And I just start passing them out. And the dean was like, you can't do that. And I was like, the fuck I can. Like, these are all of our flashlights. And we don't know where the fuck we are. I was like, this trip is fucking stupid. Teenage me with adult me. But
I was just next to Sam, like, yeah. Fuck you guys.
This is wait until I tell my mom.
Hype Manning.
Yeah.
So I was so mad. I was like, I am out of breath. I am hungry and I want to go home.
Angry, and then angry got into our bunk beds.
Yeah. And Abby used my towel in the morning and because I was fat and the sleeping bag was too small, my zipper ripped open on my sleeping bag. So I was using, and I was too tall. So we were in these little kid bunk beds and my feet are hanging over the edge. And as she's climbing down the ladder, she steps on my feet and I like pull my feet tight back in my sleep. I don't even fucking wake up at this point. And I pull my fucking feet back. And I'm like half awake and I'm cold and I'm covered up in my own towel and she's going to take a shower and the night before I was like, yeah, I brought a towel, like you can use my towel. And she rips the towel off of me and goes into the shower. Meanwhile, I'm freezing my ass off in this fucking ripped open sleeping bag on a fucking $2 rubber mattress in this fucking nasty ass camp.
Good times.
Oh, Lord.
All right.
What do we say?
Oh, fuck. I don't remember.
Creep it real.
I don't remember. But what do you say?
Creep it real.
I say creep it real.
Yeah, and I say motherfuckers.
Okay.
Oh my God, let me Venmo you right now.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
Why?
Do that.
Just
no, don't
take
do
your
that.
Pants off and I'll send you money. It's fine.
Right.
Take
just,
your tits off.
Just jerk off a little bit.
I've thought about it. Don't even worry about it. I've thought about it.